ladies and gentlemen. What is up? It is I, John. That is Britzy. Brit. I am the nerdy. She is the beautiful. And welcome back to a new episode of Self Center. Now, sadly, we had to start off season two without the Naruto episode. It is going to be a holdover. We're kind of sorry about that. But welcome to season two. Honey, how does it feel? I mean, this is our first sequel episode that's like for one that got real big. Like, we're talking the SpongeBob series one actually was our biggest episode.
Yeah.
If you tallied all of its lifetime, because it may not look it on like most places, but this show has been reposted a lot due to early technical problems, we'll say.
Right.
We didn't have anywhere to put these for a while until we got our RSS figured out. But on either account, today we are back for a volume 2 of our seasonal SpongeBob coverage. We're going to do a lot more of these this year. So if you don't like SpongeBob, we will be putting out plenty of other material through season 2. This is the season where this is going to get even more insane. We're going to do way different topics almost all the time. We are going to be putting out much cooler stuff. So today we start our talk now with Naughty Nautical Neighbors.
One of the best SpongeBob episodes ever.
Yeah. And that's what I can say for almost all of season one.
Mm-hmm.
You get mail in just a couple of them, but most of them are some of my favorites. Like, I won't even deny. I am so biased. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sorry about it. I will never be sorry about how biased I am on that. So, this episode sees the beginning, having Patrick and SpongeBob blowing each other bubbles with them talking into them. Kind of walkie-talkie style.
Until Squidward comes into the picture.
The interesting thing I think about Squidward in this episode is that, if I'm not mistaken, this is one of the first times we don't start on SpongeBob as the character we're looking at. I'm pretty sure this one started with Squidward making his souffle. Like, I might be a little confused, but I'm about fairly sure that's the first time we've seen it. Even if it wasn't the first, I'd say it is an extremely early look at something like that, and that's kind of amazing. Interesting. Now, Squidward hears them lightly whispering into bubbles and giggling. Let's take a moment to remember that Squidward is the entire antagonist part of this entire episode. And to be honest, I kind of do like it when they do that, because it's got a clear-cut right and wrong person here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't say SpongeBob and Patrick are exactly correct either, but they're more naive than bad. They're really just not sure what they're doing is hurting Squidward and, you know, stuff like that. But we'll get into that in a minute. So I took a lot of notes on these episodes we're doing today. And literally, one of the first things I noted about some Naughty Nautical Neighbors is that the first 2.5 minutes has very tiny bits of dialogue. Like, so little. That's a good bit of the episode right there. It's not all of it, it's only a couple minutes, but that's a long time for an 11-minute segment. I think it's actually kind of interesting, because it kind of reminds me in Reef Blower, if you remember, we actually reviewed that episode last time, it's the silent one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was kind of neat to show that it can still do it, even a few episodes later, they still can build up with comedy without even talking. It's just kind of impressive.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing about this episode? So this one, I'm sure you remember from childhood.
What, the one with Squidward and the bubbles?
Yeah.
I like the part with the bubble with the foot.
Oh my god. There's a whole ass bubble with a foot. That's right. I forgot about that, actually.
That kicks the other bubble out of the way.
Yeah, Squidward starts to just literally blow his own bubbles using liquid from his souffle and a fork. Which, by the way, I don't know how you make a bubble wand out of a fork, but you know something? Squidward's a little more creative than this new show gives him credit for. There is a lot of really top-shelf comedy. I kind of touched on Squid's antagonism earlier, but that's half of the funny thing, is he did something clearly morally wrong. You can't just mess with people. That hurt
right.
them. They weren't friends. You can't just do that
he
to
people.
He
got it in the end, though.
But the thing is, this thing literally gets him choked. His whole cartoon, he gets choked out, his back snapped into place, which, even though it will help it, that shit can hurt really bad.
And then...
he gets his house destroyed.
I was going to say, he gets his house destroyed. And then, it all for the house, or the door to come slamming down on him because of bubbles knocking him down.
Yeah. And that may be the end joke, but the funny thing is, all of this stuff happens due to him blowing a couple of bubbles and talking shit. That's what it was.
Basically, it's like in real life, karma.
I also do like Squidward's voice actor doing impressions of SpongeBob and Patrick for his bubbles. Because he didn't do bad, it's just he can't do good, and that makes it really good. Because he's so bad at it.
That's so funny.
It's just kind of catching freaking lightning in a bottle for a joke like that to work. Because you can make jokes like that all you want. It's not going to be nice if you don't have the voice for it. We're going to zip up to the point where Patrick is actually saving Squidward with the Heimlich maneuver. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, first of all, I have a serious question.
He literally blows.
Where did he learn it?
Well, he literally blows air into him until every little part of his, like, even his little suction cups, like, went pop.
Because here's the thing, if it works the way it does in the real world, you can actually get in trouble for doing the Heimlich maneuver if you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Because you can kill someone that way.
Because you can break
so
your ribs.
So, if things work out in Bikini Bottom like they do out here, that means Patrick had to take a class on that. And he knows it. So, unless he's breaking the law here.
Which he might be.
He probably is. Then it implies that he has actually learned the Heimlich. That's...
I don't think he did because he said, oh, my hands aren't clean. Oh, well.
Well, you have to be sterile if you want max efficiency. That's something you usually won't have time for in a situation like that.
That kind of makes me think that maybe he does have a license for it. Then.
Oh my god, maybe. I didn't think about that until you just said that, but no.
That makes me think he does
might
now.
Be. Did we just uncover a weird thing where we know he now knows the Heimlich?
He might actually be certified.
And might actually be certified for it? What? Okay. We're moving on. So, he literally have does that. Squidward calls him friend. Takes him into his house and asks him what he's going to do this evening. Squidward's like, I was going to... practice my clarinet solo. Clarinet? I love clarinet. I love Patrick so much.
And the funny part comes after that, because he falls asleep in the middle of him playing the clarinet.
Especially because I like it because Squidward is being so pretentious. He's like, and now, solitude in E minor. Now, that's kind of funny, and... I just love Patrick's enthusiasm. He's trying to be the best friend he can be, so he's like, yeah! I don't know what the hell that is, but I like it. Just go straight up to sleep. That shit kills me.
As soon as he started playing, he went to sleep.
Like, he was donezo. He was out, man. Yeah, this episode is absolutely fantastic. There's the gangs all here joke where SpongeBob draws on himself. That was funny. Kind of the saddest joke he's ever made, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that the same one with a monkey?
Well, I don't think so. No, it's that's a different thing.
Oh, okay.
This is the one where he wrote the little smiley faces on his fingers.
Oh.
I think you're thinking of the gorilla episode because
it's the one where it had got the Chip, other friends.
Penny, and discarded napkin or something. Used napkin. Used tissue. That was it.
Anyways.
Seriously and honestly, I just love how much Squidward got the karma stick in this episode. I think he deserved it really big time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're messing with people's lives. It's one thing to get mad over neighbors that are kind of just being too loud. Yeah, sure, I get it.
But to do things that messes with, like, their health or their, like,
friendships or relationships.
Anything like that is really crossing the line.
That's too far. I can't support Squidward for doing that. And that's where I think every single thing he gets in this episode
is deserved.
Is good. This is how you punish Squidward. You don't just beat on him like the world seems to like to do no matter what he's doing.
Right.
It's either he gets punished for existing or he gets punished even if he's not even in the episode. Half the time someone could just say his name, cut to him, pop, right in the face. I've always hated when they do that to Squidward.
Right.
But now we're just talking outside of the episode, so let's move on to the second episode, Boating School.
I love Boating School.
Now, I will have to say, eventually, there is a problem with Miss Puff, okay? I'm all cool with how she treats him in the first few episodes she kind of is a part of.
Right, and she's nice to him.
Yeah. She's trying to be a good teacher. But eventually she just wants to murder him. I can see why she went down that route. I can.
And we get into the criminal stuff later on.
Yeah.
That she does to him.
But, you know, the real sucky part is she's just doing her job, man. Yeah. She don't need that. So, we see the sadly gone unicycle at the beginning of this episode. And I'm really sad to see it gone, you know.
Same.
I don't think it even got play outside of the first season for sure. Unless I'm forgetting something else from season one. This is its only appearance I can remember for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Might have seen it in promotional art or something, but I don't recall an episode with it otherwise. There is, of course, a lot of interesting firsts for this series.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to take a minute and kind of tell you guys about that as well. If you can't tell, this is going to be a little more in-depth. We're not going to have as many episodes we're covering today. So, the next thing I really kind of want to talk about here is, of course, the first appearance of Mrs. Puff, as we've touched on. And really, I just do love how it sets up SpongeBob for being the worst freaking student ever.
Right.
Like, think about it. You can tell how long he's been doing it because he literally can do the oral part of the exam.
And pass after, it every like, time.
It's not only passing it. He remembers them in order.
Mm-hmm.
He remembers them so much after the first three questions she stops talking and he keeps answering the questions.
I mean, he's taken them 38 times.
I think he said 37, then Gary corrected him to 38. That's right, yeah. I had to think for a minute there. This is also the first episode where we see Mrs. Puff blow up into her big form.
Right.
Now, a thing I wanted to actually talk about here is something I noted, and I was reading the notes here. It's weird because the blown-up voice is deep in this first episode. But I am pretty sure there is a lot of... they abandoned that at some point because I don't think they ever did it again after this episode.
I think it makes more sense for it to be deeper.
Yeah.
Because she's expanded out.
I don't know how long until they abandon it, but they abandon it at some point because...
it's just a regular voice since the later parts of it.
Yeah, later seasons has that for some reason. And I really wish they didn't. It did sound really good, too. Why, SpongeBob? Why? Dang, I wasn't too bad at that. I kind of like that. I'm going to have to tone that down a bit, though. So we've kind of talked around the episode so far. But the insane thing is that this is the test cheating episode.
Right.
This is the real meat and potatoes of this part of the talk because, really, I love the Patrick Squarepants bit. And to be fair, Patrick had a damningly good idea here. Of course, it did punish them for cheating. And I like that. You should be punished for cheating.
Right.
And they really learned their lesson. And it wasn't because of an outside source. They messed it up themselves. So, I guess we're kind of, sadly, a bit done with talking about this episode. The problem is, it's mostly elevated by humor. And this time around in these episodes, I'm trying not to spoil too much visuals. Just know there's a lot of good SpongeBob in there, though.
Yeah.
But I do have one more question for you for this episode. What was your favorite bit from this one? I mean, first boating school episode.
The part where Miss Puff blows up.
It's just such a funny visual. I can't blame
you. Oh, and the one part where the guy says, "Hey, look, I just got my license." And he's like, "Hey, I'm getting mine next."
Hey, I doubt it. That's so good. I love that joke so much. But for some reason, it's really stupid what mine is. When they're in the library that... I'm pretty sure this is the first library appearance, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
There's another first. But the funny one is... Patrick Squarepants, dude. It's my favorite.
Oh, I knew it's you were going to talk about that one.
It's really stupid. And I don't know why I like it.
It's so funny, though. Because he's like, "Oh... come to the library. Open the closet."
You know what's weird? I just realized something even weirder.
We don't say open the closet, but anyway.
The telescope.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? That's actually going to bug me now. I thought of something new just now.
What is that?
About the telescope. Patrick's sitting in the library. That's his basement, isn't it? And yet, the telescope juts out the front of his house out of a window. How are they connecting? I know it's a cartoon. That's going to annoy the crap out of me. All notes down at this point. This is a absolute classic of SpongeBob. And y'all need to see it if you haven't. So we've got time for the next two segments. And then we're going to wrap this old thing up, buddy. So we are going to talk about... oh my god, it's so great. Pizza delivery. Now... pizza delivery is pretty much going to be, I would like to say more than we're going to be able to about pizza delivery. We might do an extended review of that.
I love pizza delivery.
In fact, that's what we're going to do, but I'm going to touch on it now. This is one of my favorite episodes of all time.
One of my favorite moments is in this one.
Not even just in SpongeBob. In cartoon history... this is in my top tens. This episode and Band Geeks Together make up one of my top 10 spots.
Right.
Because this is the perfect SpongeBob and Squidward episode. Even though Patrick's part of the main trio.
You know why I love this one so much?
Why is that?
Because at the end, Squidward actually stands up for SpongeBob and he's nice to him for once.
Yeah. It's weird because, weirdly, pizza delivery can and will get better with more and more age. If you watch a Squidward being an asshole episode and then go back to pizza delivery, it makes pizza delivery better each time. It's weird because it almost retroactively reviews every Squidward episode, and I think it fits.
It also reveals that he don't hate SpongeBob as much as he says he does.
I think he loves the chaos in his life that he brings.
Right.
I don't care what anyone says. They need each other.
Right.
It's just part of the dynamic. Now, Patrick is actually not present as a major figure in this episode.
Right, it's because it's mainly SpongeBob and Squidward.
But that's the thing. I think Patrick is the third main character, while the two main characters are SpongeBob and Squidward. This is their story. And to be honest, it's my favorite for that reason.
That's not why it's my favorite, though.
It shows their two opposing feelings and personalities so good.
It's actually my favorite because of the song and then the tornado.
The Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me.
Where he's like, what does he say? He says, I don't care, or who cares about the customers?
And then, I do!
And he's like, I don't!
And suddenly, the wind just stops. That's it. He has gone so far that even nature is like, whoa, hey, watch it.
It's like, come on now.
Chill out. Even the whole ocean was just like that. That's not cool.
It's like don't the whole tornado that. Like literally stopped in its tracks.
It would have been just as a predictable for the tornado to just grab a suitcase and be like, nope, not part of this. That's so good.
I love it.
Pizza delivery is just a bizarre episode.
It'll always be an iconic episode.
It's an
for me.
Iconic one for sure. Another thing is all the Pioneer stuff.
I love it.
Believe it or not, a couple of those things do apply. I hear that there is moss that points to civilization, but that's mostly a myth from what I understand. I think I heard something about it being a real thing, though, so don't quote me. I don't want to, like, spread misinformation
right,
or nothing.
If you guys want to know that, you might have to look it up yourself.
I'm trying not to spread misinformation, but I'm pretty sure I heard it somewhere that it is a thing. They obviously don't drive rocks. I mean, let's not be dumb with it. But the moss thing and all that kind of sounds not too far. They did hitchhike, but they didn't do it with cars. Of course not. And that's just the beautiful thing is they take real history and make a bizarre version in SpongeBob's world. Mm-hmm. Even by SpongeBob standards, this episode gets a little far out. That's kind of what I like about it the most. I do want to do a better talk on this another time, so we're going to move on to the last episode of this one. But what a great one pizza delivery is. We promise a full review episode.
One more thing I like about before we move on.
Of pizza delivery.
And that is the part where the guy, or he literally shoves the pizza in the guy's face. And then SpongeBob's like, did he eat it? And he's like, yep, all in one bite.
No drink? No drink. Now, come on, take me home. Okay, I'm done.
Anyways.
I'm done with that. Yeah.
Next episode.
Okay, so final episode, and the one we sadly have a little less to talk about here. We're talking about Home Sweet Pineapple, one of the saddest episodes of season one. So, what do you think about this episode? There is a few things I don't like about it.
I don't like it because of the nematode stealing his house for food.
Well, I like it for that because it is a good plot point, but it's more about how everyone is.
Right.
I would have liked to see some kind of role reversal with Patrick and Squidward, for instance.
Right.
Maybe make Patrick really grouchy and Squidward just weirdly starts crying, like he actually does like SpongeBob living there.
Right.
The whole thing would have been way different from then on if that was the case, I think. And that's kind of what's interesting about this episode, is it has an interesting problem for me.
What's
that? That, like, it's not a problem with the episode itself. It creates so many different alternate timeline theories that you could assume from this.
Right.
What if he didn't get his house back? What if he didn't pocket the pebble? Which, that's some good continuity, by the way.
Right.
That he did pocket it when it got destroyed. And that was really neat. So seeing him pull it out at the end of the episode is actually really good continuity. But like I said, lots of alternate theories and timelines could be assumed from this. What if Patrick got angry? What if Squidward cried? What if
he actually moved away?
What if he moved away?
Didn't come back.
Even something as simple as that could just blow this whole thing in a different direction. Possibly even the whole of everyone's life in the series.
Right.
And the series itself. So that's insane. Such a good episode, but really, there's not as many good heartfelt jokes or anything. I do think we need a Nematode sequel episode,
though. I agree.
Have them come back. They have been doing... They did that new SB episode, you know, the new future episode sequel. I think they did Squidiot Box, which was Idiot Box's sequel. I can't wait to talk about that episode, by the way.
That's going to be fun.
That was a good one. That was a really good one. I'm sitting here going over my notes, and I think there's one other joke I could talk about before we get into the final little section about the going away scene.
Right.
I thought it was cute how when the nematodes were sucking down his house, they actually had the alarm getting tinier and the foghorn sound getting higher and higher until it exploded out of existence.
Right.
It got so tiny it was out of the
universe. I like the part where, like, Gary's bull went away and he's like, meow. Meow. Yeah, I did it in a sad kind of way.
Meow. I can't do Gary. But the saddest moment possibly in the first season, of course, is the going away scene. Patrick basically, like, holds the boat back and...
We're trying not to let him leave.
Yeah. And it was just so sweet to see all the people just being sad. Except for Squidward.
He threw a party.
He threw a party, but... Again, that's another moment where if you look back on it now... Assuming that he goes through what he does on a normal basis in the show, it would be something to be a little upset about. I don't know if I can take his side because it is kind of an asshole move, but I could see where he's coming from at least a little.
Right.
Well, we also got to see SpongeBob's parents for the first time. We won't see them a lot anyways, but...
Yeah, they don't show up much, but...
You know, that's another worthwhile mention. You ladies and gentlemen out there, I hope you have enjoyed this episode, sequel episode to SpongeBob Volume 1. So we are going to be doing more of these. I'm hoping to do two more this year in 2024. Halloween episode, I don't know. We're probably going to do one this year, but I haven't picked out what we're doing yet. Mm-hmm. In fact... I do have one idea, but might have to go through you first.
Right.
It's pretty ambitious. But of course it is for Halloween, so we do love us some Halloween.
I'd want to do it anyways if it's for Halloween.
Yep. Anyways, thank you guys so much for coming to the Self Center. Thanks for tuning in. We love you so much. And we'll catch you.
Another listen.
Yep. We'll catch you in the next season 2 episode. Welcome again to season 2.